Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, July 22nd, I hope you're well. Coming up, George Gibney, due back in Ireland, and...
But the question that can't be answered today is what will happen on August 1st.
€100 billion plan for infrastructure to be announced. Plus we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the former national swimming coach George Gibney is expected back in Ireland today to face multiple charges of indecent assault and one of attempted rape relating to the abuse of young girls between 1971 and 1981. The 77-year-old agreed to his extradition from Florida earlier this month following a US court order. He's due to be formally charged upon arriving at Dublin Airport and will then be brought before Dublin District Court. The Cabinet will sign off on a €100 billion plan on capital spending this morning. Ministers will also be briefed on the summer economic statement ahead of the budget. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
The National Development Plan review won't take any projects out of the existing plans out to 2030, but will add in some €30 billion in extra spending, funded largely from the Apple tax money and AIB share sales. That money will be directed towards housing, Metrolink, water and electricity infrastructure, among other projects, while some €100 billion in funding for capital projects beyond 2030 will also be planned. The big question on that front is how will the government pay for it? While surpluses have been a regular feature of recent budgets, there's no guarantee the public finances will stay in food health, and today's summer economic statement will be a good indicator of the coalition's plans for the budget. We know the one-off cost of living spending will be slashed in favour of longer-term capital projects, but the question that can't be answered today is what will happen on August 1st after Trump's tariffs deadline, when best-laid plans could go up in smoke.
The Cabinet will also approve almost €74 million worth of allocations to group water schemes to improve services not managed by Ishka Éireann. The multi-annual rural water programme has given funding to around 63,000 households who get their water supplies by other means, including private wells. Applications have been assessed from local authorities for projects to improving drinking water quality, source protection, leakage reduction and provide infrastructure upgrades. 90,000 women and children are facing malnutrition in Gaza, with many not eating for days at a time. The figures from the World Food Programme come as more than two dozen Western countries, including Ireland, called for an immediate end to the war, saying that suffering there had reached new depths. Ross Smith of the World Food Programme says the level of starvation in Gaza is getting worse.
The hunger crisis in Gaza has certainly reached new and astonishing levels of desperation. We see information we have is a third of the population are not eating for multiple days in a row. This includes women and children. And as I think is through our assessments that have been released publicly, a quarter of the population are facing famine-like conditions.
Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is condemning attacks on a building housing WHO staff in Gaza, the mistreatment of those sheltering there, and the destruction of its main warehouse. Following intensified hostilities after the latest evacuation order issued by Israel, WHO staff residents were attacked three times yesterday. Israeli military entered the premises, forcing women and children to evacuate on foot. The WHO says male staff and family members were handcuffed, stripped, interrogated on the spot, and screened at gunpoint. attitudes to immigration are more negative in disadvantaged communities. New research from the ESRI has found it's particularly the case in communities where the proportion of migrants has increased since 2011. Alan Cantwell has the details.
This research from the ESRI found that in rural areas, attitudes to migrants are less positive than in urban areas. Yet where rural residents live among a higher proportion of migrants, they tend to report more positive attitudes. It also found that where immigrants are more clustered instead of more spread out among the non-migrant population, there tends to be a more negative attitude towards them. Concerned that there is a national shortage of housing, medical services and school places may influence attitudes more than people's local experiences, according to the research. The SRI concludes that it may not be proximity to increasing numbers of asylum seekers that's driving recent anxiety, but rather the rapid changes in immigration coupled with economic uncertainty.
World Brain Day is being marked today, with 40 neurological charities calling on the government to deliver on its pledges to neurorehabilitation in the upcoming budget. The Neurological Alliance Ireland is holding an event at Piemont Healthcare in Dublin, where members will share the importance of services and highlight the shortfall in beds needed for people here. Orla Hardiman is Professor of Neurology at Trinity College.
A society is judged by how we treat the people who are most vulnerable and most in need. And people with these sorts of disabilities, where there is potential for recovery or inability to look after these people, is a real reflection on who we are as a society. And we really need to reflect that and how we progress the care for these people going forward. And we're calling on the government to do that in the forthcoming budget.
In entertainment news, Coldplay have started warning their audiences after an alleged affair was exposed at one of their shows. It follows a viral clip from a show last week of two people believed to be colleagues. At their show in Wisconsin, Chris Martin had this reminder for the audience.
We're going to use our cameras and put some of you on the big screen. So please, if you haven't done your makeup, do your makeup now.
And in sport, around 45,000 people gathered in Semple Stadium in Thurles last night to greet the Tipperary hurling team, who beat Cork in Sunday's All-Ireland final. Excitement was building throughout the day, with queues forming outside the stadium from early evening. Captain Ronan Maher led the team out on stage after bringing Liam McCarthy back to his native Thurles, and his cousin Katie says his clubmates at Thurles Sarsfields couldn't be prouder.
Oh, listen, we were absolutely bawling going up, and we knew he'd do an absolutely immense speech. Like, every day he does it so proud. He's a guard there in Laois, I teach in Laois, and everybody talks about him so highly. On and off the field, he's absolutely amazing, and no better man to go up on that wall next to Jimmy Dyer.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.